me. I'll give it all up just to be with you. I'm so happy now you got me. I'll surrender all my love to you. Don't you see what you're doing to me? I'm in love and I can't break free. Now I'm begging with you, baby, please don't leave me hanging.
Hello and welcome to a E3 2017 Scotchcast special. I'm your host, Soccer Bestinic, and joining me today is Bradley Pollard.
Hello.
And Duran.
Hello.
which is the really more believable just... UK accent. Right in.
Yours.
Okay, so we just watched EA and... Duran, if you were to give EA a score out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, man.
I'm going to give you my score.
Say...
4.
3?
Okay.
3.5.
3.5. All right, there we go. 3.4, 3.5. And that's our show this week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, bye.
But seriously, I that was... We called it being probably the worst show. I fucking hope.
No,
that was
you know what?
Show.
I take that back. I will make mine a 4.5 because
okay,
the Way Out looked decent.
Way Out actually looked great. Way Out looked fantastic. So let's do a rundown. They did Madden. We're not talking about that. They did FIFA. Bradley, do you have anything to say about FIFA?
They showed the trailer they'd already shown.
Okay, moving on. Need for Speed.
They showed the trailer they'd already shown, but then it turned into gameplay.
They seem to be doing some neat things with that game if it all works out the way it looks.
I mean, the gameplay was mostly cutscenes, but...
But I don't... I can't tell you if that was actually representative.
Yeah, like, it's hard to know. And even, like, I wouldn't say mostly. Like, there were a lot of cutscenes in there, but that also seemed like maybe if it is a mission in the game, it is a super early one.
The whole game can't be that, because otherwise the game would be 2 hours long. They would run out of content after 2 hours. Like, you cannot stretch that out.
There was one good shot I high-fived them for, which is when it switched between playable characters. That was cool.
That was handled well.
That was legit. But everything else, I had my issues with the damage modeling, but we're not sure how that works or if that's even final. That's probably one of the last things they'll get right before shipping, right? Is that due this year?
Yes. Yes. Speed. The thing that got me excited was like the times where they knocked another car off to the side, it did the burnout thing of like slow-mo on the other car as they're flipping and then flip camera back to the player again. And that was exciting.
The only thing that was missing was a giant text in the middle of the screen that just said "takedown," and then you basically got burnout at that point.
God,
yeah. Burnout Paradise, I'm okay with that.
Is probably old enough that some people think that's the Need for Speed thing.
Has it been done in Need for Speed?
They did all the criteria in Need for Speeds, right? And then
all one of them.
Four of them. I think we looked at that last week.
Four?
Three or four. Oh, yeah, there was quite a few criteria in Need for Speed.
They did the Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit is the only one that matters.
as in the new Hot Pursuit.
Yeah. Anyway, aside from that, it just looked like fucking Fast and Furious, yo. Just exactly what the trailer thought it would. Oh, God.
Yeah, which, again, like, I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that.
Okay, moving on. Let's have a look. We've got... I want to talk Way Out last, maybe, and Anthem. They had NBA. Do you guys have anything to say about NBA?
You know what? I take bets on whether it comes out.
I think it'll come out, but they're chasing what 2K so already has. 2K already
they're
has
They're doing
good,
something.
So.
Well, if nothing else, they're planning on releasing a demo for everybody for that later on this year.
Holy shit.
So, That will be interesting.
they're currently showing more Need for Speed gameplay that they didn't show in the live stream.
Oh, cool.
And they just took out a car, and it didn't go into the takedown camera and the slow-mo thing, but the car did like 17 front flips end on end, and it looked incredible.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I've got it open now. It looks pretty good. Oh, Twitch looks so much better than fucking YouTube. Holy shit. Man. But
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all good. It's like fucking anything we have to say about N fucking BA. All right. Then we'll talk about Anthem. What's Anthem, Durin?
It's a sequel to Haze.
It's the sequel. It's either the sequel to Haze or Titanfall for Hobbits.
Wait, so you immediately said Haze, and I have no idea why Haze was brought to mind. And both of you agree.
The helmet, that original, like the first shot of the suit, that helmet totally had something from Haze.
It has like glowing eyes with an arrow shaped thing. That's straight out of Haze.
Oh wow, yeah. That's. I wonder if they realize that comparison will be drawn. But no, this is the new BioWare game. So this is Project something. Nathan, some name. It had a name to it, like a human's name.
Project Nathan Drake.
So this is apparently like a sci-fi thing, and it was all about... when it was first announced, because this looks nothing like that. When it was first announced, they put a teaser out, and it was all about, this is what happens. Well, this is what really happens when we sleep, right? That's kind of the thing for it. It looked very like alien abduction-y, and this looked nothing like that. This looked like Destiny, essentially. Destiny crossed with Haze. Apparently, so
is it gonna be? Do you think it's gonna be an RPG? Like, is this just a straight first-person shooter? Because
the rumor was it was a shooter.
Made a shooter before?
You could call the Mass Effect games third-person shooters, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, they got closer and closer to that as the series went on.
Oh, Andromeda had some okay shooting. Like that's the shooting isn't the problem with Andromeda. Let's just put it that way. But that's not BioWare themselves. That was some farmed out studio, right? But no. So they had images of. So first and foremost, they said they'll be saying more at Xbox tomorrow. So that's interesting. So that co-marketing deal is locked the fuck in. They might be exclusive. Do you think it'd be a timed exclusive?
I don't think it's gonna be exclusive. Like I was saying when we were watching, I think it's gonna be like DLC will come there first.
I agree. Because
if it was exclusive, if would it be? Would you see it being a play anywhere title?
Yeah, totally. Because there nobody would be crazy enough to put a game only on an Xbox One right now.
Exactly.
Microsoft wouldn't do that.
What if I uttered the words Scorpio really like slowly and sensually into your ears and then said, hey, check out this sweet Scorpio exclusive that is on PC.
God.
Microsoft is not in a place right now to have a console exclusive.
What if it was like a 1 month exclusive?
That would make no sense at all.
But they could do it, and they've done it before, and it works. Like, it totally works. That's a proven formula.
When was the last time that was done?
Like, years ago. I don't remember what the game was.
Right, and we're in a whole different place now. There's no way.
They did it with the first Play Anywhere title, I'm pretty sure, it came out on console.
Yeah.
It came out on PC. The story, what's it called? The Heavy Rain thing. I can't remember the name of it.
Anyway. Quantum Break? Quantum Break?
Yeah.
Quantum
that came
Break,
out
yeah.
on console way before it came out on PC, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you're right.
It did. It was quite a bit before though. Like it wasn't a month.
Do you think it would be PC as in like fucking PC or Xbox Play Anywhere PC, like the Xbox app thing on PC?
I think it'll be PC because EA wants it on Origin.
It's just fucking. Oh right, I was gonna say Steam, but you're right. Origin.
It'll be on Origin and Microsoft, whatever the hell their store is called.
They could totally get away with a console exclusive in 2017. That's a thing that's legitimate and like a 1 year delay for PlayStation.
No PC or just not on PlayStation?
No, like exclusive. Yeah, not on PlayStation. So only exclusive for consoles.
I think,
and on.
I think Microsoft needs that, to be honest. They need things that they can... Because like, there's... I don't see why people will buy Scorpio, but that's a conversation for another day. Let's worry about that.
That's a conversation for tomorrow.
Let's not talk about that now.
So that's essentially it. Aside from that, the Hobbits comment was because those are tiny little mechs, essentially, right? Like you just kind of the suits that you just jump into.
So
or at least they appear to be right on that trailer.
The mechs are sentient, right? Because like the trailer was like, look, this suit is empty, and then they should have seen of a like vaguely evil looking suit. So clearly, it's going to be about the suits turning on the humans.
The suits have gone rampant.
I wonder if you level up your suit. I wonder if at the end of the game you have like a mech or something, or you're just in the suits the whole. I bet you're in suits the whole time. Actually, I take that all back. You're in suit the whole time. They're not going to build a cool, interesting game. It's BioWare. they lean on their writing, and their writing is terrible nowadays. I have no hopes for fucking Anthem. I don't know. Yeah. Moving on. Talk about a game I do have hopes for. The indie game showcase this year was a little game called A Way Out. Brad, tell us about A Way Out.
So it's the first thing to note is that it's from the studio. It's the unannounced title from the studio that worked on A Tale of Two Brothers, which was excellent by most standards.
So good. So good. Yeah. I loved it.
And did a lot of interesting things for storytelling. And the guy that came on stage, Joseph Farris, I think was his name. Yep. I can't remember.
Immediately loved him. Immediately.
Yeah, Joseph Farris. Really charismatic, really cool guy, really enthusiastic about his game, which is always wonderful to see.
And, he reminds me of a Swedish Ono. Like that guy does Street Fighter every year. I forget his fucking... Yeah.
Yes. Love Taro. I don't know. I think I know the guy you mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, he came on, was really charismatic, and the first thing he was talking about was, you know, he's really invested in storytelling in games, and this game is hopefully going to, you know, revolutionize the way they tell stories in games, and it seems to be really interesting.
It was one of those things where, like, I thought he was being crazy, and to be fair, like, Brothers, it was a very interesting way of telling a story. Like, they told a story through the controls, especially towards the end of that game. That was... So I actually like burst out in tears during one sequence where like you're swimming or whatever. But the for people who play Brothers, but even then I was still like kind of questioning it. And the whole idea behind the game is that you start in a, well, it seems like you start in a prison and you're these two dudes, but the whole game must be played in co-op. Not like we recommend you playing co-op. No. This is a co-op game. You have to have two players. It's either local co-op or online co-op, and that's cool that it has both. It looked legitimately interesting.
So actually, I feel like maybe you might be doing a disservice to the game by saying that's the big thing. I'd say that is a big thing. The big thing I would say that they're doing with this game, especially in regards to what you were saying with a unique way of telling the story, is that each character has their own story, essentially.
Oh yeah.
Like,
each character is the
main character. And what I mean by that is whether you're playing couch co-op or online, there are definitely times in the game where you are not together, you're not in the same place, or maybe you are. One person might be in a cutscene while the other one isn't. But you may also be doing completely separate things in completely separate places. So never does it feel like you are kind of sharing the stage with that other guy. Like you are the main character of your side of the screen.
It's a co-op that we haven't seen before.
That idea that one of you can be in a cutscene, you know, the scene they showed was one of the brothers was already in this prison cell, and his brother had just arrived. Are they brothers? Did I just make that up?
I don't think so. I think they're brothers.
So one of the characters, one of the two characters, is in prison already, and then the other guy arrives and is, you know, being hazed as he enters the prison, being sort of chowed down by the guards, and he's in a cutscene, unable to interact, because obviously the guards have him, you know, lecturing him or whatever, have him under their control, and the other character is free to move around and interact with the world and do whatever they want and watch it from whatever angle they want to see it unfold.
And the coolest thing is that, like, the whole time it's not just like two individual players that are seeing it individually. The whole thing is split screen, so you can, it's like Metal Gear Solid 4 where something's happening on one like a third of the screen and something's happening on like two-thirds of the screen, and that can dynamically change scene to scene depending on which brother is on. Either like you're both doing something simultaneously, or if one's in a cutscene, that will like take out the majority of screen and stuff. Like, it actually is telling two stories at the same time to both players if they're not in the same room. Like, that's fucking incredible. Like, I haven't seen anything like that before.
I think we're cursed. Yeah, like we refer to them as brothers forever now.
Like, we were, it was funny because we were talking about it when we were watching it, and the first concern we really brought up was like, how are they going to do audio with this?
Yeah,
when you are in two separate rooms doing two separate things. Like, that's going to be crazy how they may split the audio there.
Right. And that could be an issue in some cases, but it seemed like in most of the time they tried to keep you in the same space, at least. And it makes sense from like a graphical standpoint where you only want to load the world itself once and they can load two different viewpoints. So like one of them, like one scene, they're both in the yard. The other scene, when the cutscene was happening, they were both in that big room, that big like a cell block kind of room. When they were out in the farm, they were both in the farm. Like, it seemed like it tries to keep you in the same like overall area, but So maybe like sound, like it wouldn't be too jarring if both hear the same sound because they're both hearing it while being in the same area. So they'll just hear it from like a general stereo source rather than, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although it does mean like hopefully there's no stealth segments because that could be really frustrating.
It's a prison break game. There will 100% be stealth segments.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like the prison isn't the major part of it, actually. They seem to get out of it quite quickly. I guess you're on the run after that, though.
Obviously. Yeah. I like the scene with them both back-to-back doing that wall climb thing. That's a really cool But no, that was the star of the show for me. Like that game was the only game I saw was like, that looks like something I've never seen before and seems really cool. To be fair, but though, the game we'll move on to now,
Do you guys think,
oh my god, a wild Thorbiton.
Do you think that game's gonna make more or less money than Star Wars Galaxies?
Probably.
I mean, that one guy already bought $1,000 in Galaxies, so Galaxies will still make more. And that is the sad world we live in.
I'm pretty sure like one country worth of Star Wars Galaxies players will probably outsell A Way Out, which is really sad. But how are you doing, Thorbiton? What were your thoughts of the overall
conference? I'm doing good. I do not have to do the early bit of work, so I can talk about this briefly. But yeah, awesome. Way Out looks cool. Everything you guys said, I'm very curious about, especially if I'm playing it online, how that split screen will work, especially with the audio and all that. But yeah. It looks good.
So you weren't here for the start. If you were to give the conference a score out of 10, what would you give it? To give you an average, our current average is 3.5.
Okay, so my...
actually, it's a 4.
My score is going to be a little bit higher, but it's also because, like... I was going to give it, like, a 6.5 because I'm grading it on a scale because, like, of previous EA conferences.
Okay.
It's better.
Really? I think this is worse than last
I think
year.
In previous EA conferences, this is actually probably the worst they've done.
I know.
Yeah, because at least in previous years, they were like... But like, well, no, next year we'll have games, we promise. This time they were just like, we've got 8 games, one of them's a mobile game and one of them's a game that's already out, 3 of them are sports games, and fuck it.
And also they started with a fucking Drumline. Let's not forget that.
I think the quality of the conference is directly proportional to how much of it you pay attention to. Like, if you sit there and try to actually watch the conference from start to finish like we did and have to sit through 45 minutes of sports games, of which most of it is showing footage they've already shown, I don't think any person could call that a good conference. But if you just tune in for, like, the Way Out bit and Anthem and stuff, that it could be pretty great.
Yeah, I was going to say, Thurb, like, you're right. There was no Pele, and yet there was still way too long devoted to FIFA.
we were gonna make that transition anyway, but Battlefront, talking about a game that will, I'm not gonna talk about Galaxy Heroes. We're not talking about Galaxy Heroes on this fucking show. Battlefield 1. Before we get to Battlefront, Battlefield 1. What do you guys take away from that Battlefield 1 segment?
That they're making more Battlefield 1 stuff.
And then apparently people still play
Night Battles, I guess. Like Night Battles actually kinda sound cool. Like, that does sound neat.
Russia is cool. I'm a fan of Russia.
It should be free, but it won't be. But
It is, isn't it? I swear they've added free maps to Battlefield 1 already. I think.
But they said this is like a map pack with like 5 maps or whatever. I bet that's not
free. I don't know. I feel like they added some free ones. Maybe they're not all free. But they seem committed going forwards with Battlefront to not splitting the community, which seems positive.
Yeah. I think splitting the community, inverted commas, is something you can do a year after it's out, because then most people who are still around will probably buy the new thing, right? Like, it's if you don't split it for the first year, I think that's fine. After that, I think it's okay if you have some paid DLC or whatever, especially if it's a big content pack or whatever. MMOs have shown that works. But anyway, Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront, as the biggest fan, or at least seemed like while we were here, Brad, tell us about Star Wars Battlefront and what they showed us.
So, they actually did more than I was expecting to grab my attention. So, they, right on the nose straight away, just went, yeah, we know the first one didn't have enough content. They're claiming it's having 3 times as much content, which, without specifying what content they're referring to, it's hard to figure out what that actually means.
3 times?
Yeah, I was meant to look up how many maps are in the first game. Did anyone actually look that up?
No.
I'm just assuming at this point that they're just adding like a shit ton more battle cards, whatever those are.
Oh, God. What is a battle card? What is that? Just a perk? Is that just a perk?
Yeah. I don't know, but if you pre-order, you get Yoda.
So the battle.
So wait. If that's a perk, does that mean that the only way you get Yoda is if you pre-order the game?
No. It was a new ability for Yoda.
Gotcha.
The battle card system was you have a D-pad basically, and up, down, left, and right your abilities. You can select what those abilities are. Down was reserved for supers, right, or whatever the hell you get from picking up power ups. And so you could change what those were. So like in the first game, you might pick, I can't remember the name of it, but basically the sniper rifle thing. There was like a one-shot sniper rifle. When you get the power-ups to use it, or the charges, there was like a bunch of different currencies for being able to use these things. You press the button on the D-pad, you get out the weapon, you use it once, and then you have to wait for it to recharge or get another power-up.
So the original Battlefront had 12 maps, but some were just remixes of others, and there were only five
locations.
So yeah,
that's misleading. I want to know how many planets they had.
Five.
It's hard to tell if only because which Battlefront 1 are we looking at?
Star Wars Battlefront 1 had maps on Bespin, Destar, Endor, Hoth, Jakku, Scarif, Sullust, and Tatooine. I know all of those were not in the launch.
Yeah, no, there's only five of release. I don't think Tatooine was at release.
One of them, Jakku, which was the planet from the seventh film, right?
Yes.
They added that as DLC. That's definitely 1 month DLC after the game came out.
Yeah,
I believe Tatooine was not in at launch, but
I don't think Tatooine was in at launch, but I never bought it.
Each one of the planets has about five maps on it, but a lot of them are game mode specific and reuse sections of the other maps. Like obviously the bigger remixes. Conquest game modes will be the whole thing.
It's worth noting that they had 10 at base multiplayer modes, and then they added four more with the DLC. So like that also adds legs.
All of those modes were trash, and like being real here, a lot of them were bad. And again, they also don't help when you're trying to not water down a player base. When you got all these people who only want to play as heroes, and all these people who only want to play with infantry, and then you're like, well, no one gets to play the capture the flag mode anymore. Anyway,
I was going to say, like, what does three times that then mean? Does that mean 15 planets? Because that doesn't sound right. There's not. I couldn't name 15 planets.
That sounds insane. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not. Maybe having a single player is one multiplier, and then just having like a little bit extra is the other one.
So, yeah. That's obviously the main thing. Is we all knew it was coming, but they didn't actually show any of the single player. Right. They just talked about it.
They showed like a split second of it, which was like the hold on to something, and then she gets sucked out into space. Like,
which is funny. Like they showed that during the multiplayer reveal.
Yeah, they did. that actress, that was weird. I need to say that as a person who never played Battlefront but knows Battlefront is beautiful, this game continues to look goddamn gorgeous. At least in that first multiplayer reveal. Fuck.
The first trailer they did, which was like obviously I don't know, touched up, but not exactly gameplay, but like you know, close enough to being actual gameplay. They'd obviously force loads of characters and guns all to be in the same place at once. That looked freaking incredible. It was easily the best looking game I've ever seen, probably.
So good. Holy shit. I think the thing that sold me, and I don't know if the actual game can replicate this, was just in that first reveal trailer, like how many things were happening on the screen at the same time, like how many players were in one spot and all firing, and how many things were just blowing up and everything. I think like the actual game can probably hit that in moments, like moment to moment, but it could, like that whole sequence can't be replicated unless there's a Ice World-esque map in Battlefront, which...
Oh, there was. Yeah, they've got Hoth in everyone, don't worry.
No, I mean Ice World as in CS 2.5.
Right, no. You threw me off. You can't say that.
No. But anyway.
So the thing is, so their showing here did make me marginally more interested in the game again. Like, I'm still hesitant to say I'm going to be on board, I'm going to buy this, but if it does come with more maps at launch, if it does come with space battles, they're still saying the word space battles, but until they show us what they mean by space battles,
For me, this is probably going to coincide with my purchase of an OLED TV, because the LG C7's finally gotten to the point where it's good enough to buy an OLED. Uh-huh. They got the input lag down to 20 milliseconds, so I will probably buy this just to see it on the new TV. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. Like, it's purely a beauty buy. Hopefully the single player is good, though. We'll see what else comes out this
That can make a huge difference. And then the nostalgia factor is hitting hard again. Like, they, as we said, they already recreated Star Wars beautifully in the first one, and they're doing it well again here. Yeah. Like, the new vehicles and ships all look freaking incredible. You can play as droids. Droids are awesome. There's a lot of stuff to be optimistic for with Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Cool.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So before we end out the show, we're just going to talk about the things that have been leaked slash revealed over the last couple of days. Have you guys seen all of the Assassin's Creed info that just got dumped?
Nope.
The only thing I saw was the car that was leaked from a Target pre-order thing that had an eagle on the character's shoulders and confirmed that it's going to be in Egypt.
Okay. Let's see if I can find it. There was a huge leak because the Game Informer article got leaked, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, straight up everything got out this, like, last night. Let me see if I can find the article. But to give you the things just off the top of my head, so it is set in Egypt. You are a dude, and you do play as multiple characters, but they will not reveal who the other character is. Which means, in my head, just means future is back. Like, future is going to be back, and you're going to be playing someone in the future. Yeah. The combat system has gotten a total overhaul. So the first thing that they changed was that there's no longer any... They took out the counter system. It's all, like, active combat now. It uses Dark Souls control, so L1 is light attack and L2 is heavy attack, I would assume, but we know the triggers are the attacks. And yeah, everything is done like a normal actual action game where you're dodging and stuff is all like an actual action game. You can no longer instant kill heavy enemies with your hidden blades. Hidden blades are much weaker now, and you have to slowly upgrade them with time. There's a leveling system. So you level from level 1 to 40, and there's RPG elements where you have skills and skill points where you can invest. The eagle vision is actually seeing through your eagle's eyes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's actually like, if you like top to bottom, there's like multiple cities like Alexandria and I forgot the other one. I still can't find this fucking... Oh, there we go. Found it. Now I finally found the article, I think. Yes, I'm going to link it in the Discord chat and see if there's anything else.
I had a Reddit post that just had a series of bullet points, but I don't know if that was the same.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, that was it. This is a NeoGAF, but it's the same thing. Let's have a look. No minimap. Yeah, whatever. No more sprinting button. That's actually kind of interesting. So parkour is probably going to be more tactile. It feels like they're doing an overall like gameplay like change. Like, they're just changing up all the gameplay stuff, which I think is great.
I mean, that's what they've needed to do, right? Like,
yes,
it needs to be a different game at this point. So that's promising. Reading a lot of this, I'm like hesitant. Like, you say hidden blades aren't instant kill. I'm like, but that's what Assassin's Creed is jumping off of buildings and fucking stabbing a dude in the neck.
That is true. Like, they better do like stealth kill. Like, if hidden blades aren't instant kill, maybe they add like a stealth kill mechanic, or maybe a stealth like skill tree where you like level up how much stealth damage you do. So if you do those like leaping strikes from the sky, like you can get extra stealth damage and get instant kills that way. Like,
anything
I hope
is climbable, including mountains and rocks. So Zelda.
Oh damn! They got my Zelda and my fucking Assassin's Creed. Oh, this, like, on, and you can ride a camel.
Yep.
You can ride. That's confirmed.
You can also fire multiple arrows at once, and you can do that from the camel's back.
It's
also
cool,
I don't know if you said this. I don't know if you said this because I was reading through here. But the other place is Memphis.
Oh yeah, there we go. Memphis, that's it. And then them, what's his face? They are doing tombs. That's interesting to me. I wonder what that's all about. I wonder how big they are, because they did. If people remember Assassin's Creed 2 and its follow-up games, you had tombs in those where you'd like go in and like under like a fortress, and there'd be like a old decrepit kind of area that you can still like. Those are some of the best parts of like, that game, where it was like what do you call it? Platforming puzzles almost, which is kind of cool. But overall, like, this just seems like a massive overhaul to the Assassin's Creed formula. And I'm interested. Like, color me interested.
I'm all in favor of that.
Yeah.
This might be enough to get me back on board.
I'm interested. I want to see more. There's like, I want to see what the actual reveal is, because there's a couple other things, just like how
there's there's a thing here that I was reading about on the Scorpio section that I just sounds like complete bullshit. they said on the PC, their demo was running a fairly steady 30 FPS. On Scorpio, the frame rate felt more consistent, even at 4K resolutions.
Oh, shut up. Like, shut up. Unless that means that their engine just isn't optimized for PC, which is, considering it's Ubisoft, very possible. Oh God, it could be.
Well,
like
also, it's early enough. Optimization still could be happening, but that sounds insane to me that they would release the PC version at 30 FPS and a Scorpio version at a higher frame rate.
I think the Scorpio
is powerful, but it's not that powerful.
I think the difference between the two, Scorpio is probably locked rather than. I think they were just saying it's more like consistent on Scorpio, which is fair. That's something I can see happening. Especially looking at Nier Automata recently. Fuck, I'm so sad. I bought the PC version of the game. But yeah, we will find out more about this probably tomorrow at Microsoft, and maybe because the release date's like October 3rd or something. So with Shadow of War or Shadow of Water or whatever the fuck they're calling that game being pushed back to October, and this being in October, it's making it very clear that probably Scorpio is October, a bit earlier October, maybe October 3rd, and that's pretty much it. So find out more about that later. Is there anything else?
Let's see. You forgot Anthem?
Oh, no, we talked about Anthem earlier.
We talked about Anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we will be seeing more about Anthem tomorrow, so that'll come up.
Yeah, we'll hold it for that, I think.
Do we think that's going to be a Destiny clone?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say that right now. I'm pretty sure it's going to be straight up the same formula. Like online, team, like co-op against PvE in a sci-fi world. I think it's just that. Hopefully with a better story, but seeing BioWare's recent efforts, maybe not on that front as well. Dragon Ball FighterZ got announced. This game looks fucking awesome. I'm just going to link you guys this as well. It's being made by Arc System Works, and it's a Dragon Ball game, and holy shit, that art looks goddamn incredible.
That is some very nice art.
Holy shit. Yeah, so that aside from that, that's all of the leaks I can see besides stuff we already talked about. So with that, thank you for listening to this quick EA special. Thurbleton, any last thoughts on EA?
They're EA.
Durin?
Nah.
Chav the World? I'm going to call you that.
Don't pre-order.
Agreed. Don't pre-order.
Yeah. But Jeff? You get beta access to Battlefront. Fuck.
No, not only that, you'd get the Yoda card, whatever that is.
Yeah, that Yoda card. What? Lightsaber mastery card. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was a fun moment. We all just was like, what? My plug will be YouTube. They apparently have the best streams this year. So we went around and looked at every stream from Twitch to live, the actual on the website of the places like fucking EA.com, IGN.com. Second best was probably Mixer, Microsoft's new service. But really, this year, aside from being 720p, YouTube had the fastest stream. So that's that plug. And my overall thoughts. I have no thoughts on EA. No thoughts. We called it being the worst. This had better be the fucking worst conference this year. Like, if there's one worse than this...
No. Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, because, like, they're going to be self-aware of the fact that everything leaked, but they don't have Aisha Tyler's, like, comedic edge to handle it.
So then, so what we're saying is they're not going to be self-aware, so they're just going to actually...
Give less of a shit about Far Cry 5.
And with that, thank you for listening to this quick EA episode of the Scotchcast. We will see you tomorrow after the real conferences, Bethesda, Microsoft, etc. See you then.